to the UK Harriet line. Everyone is having a year. Boris Johnson, at a personal level, is having an extraordinary month. You know, close to what he called a 50-50 call, survival-wise, in ICU a few weeks ago. Now he and his partner, Carrie Simmons, a baby boy.
Yes, good morning. I know it really is quite an extraordinary month for him. It's quite exhausting for us journalists keeping up with it. But lovely for there to be some good, positive news. Although this was quite a surprise this morning. I don't think many of us had expected it. Of course, all of our eyes were on the coronavirus crisis. But also we'd been told that this baby was due in early summer. Of course, we're in late April, which I don't think is the same definition for most people. And shortly before 10 o'clock this morning, a spokesman for the couple said that Harry Simmons had given birth to a baby boy in an NHS hospital in London, and that both mother and baby were doing very well. We know that Boris Johnson was present throughout the birth, but he returned to Number 10 soon afterwards. He missed Prime Minister's questions. And we've been told that he intends to take a short period of paternity leave later in the year, no doubt probably after the worst, at least, of this crisis is out the way. We know that they're going to live in Number 10 as a family, along with their dog Dylan, but we don't know the baby's name yet. We didn't get any details today about the weight or the timing or which hospital the baby was born in, or indeed whether or not it was born prematurely, which a lot of people are speculating. And we're yet to see that famous photograph that the last couple of babies born inside Number 10 have had on the doorstep of Downing Street.
It will be a brief reprieve, though, of political consensus. A lot of congratulations coming in from everywhere I know. The death toll in the coronavirus pandemic in the UK continues to rise.
That's right. Yeah, the death toll here has been increasing by pretty horrendous numbers every day. And while the toll each day is coming down, there's been a lot of criticism about the fact those figures haven't included deaths in the community and care homes, where some scientists think that the daily toll might actually be rising. That changed today when the government moved to what it thinks is an improved daily reporting system for deaths, so that deaths in all settings are included wherever the person has tested positive for coronavirus. That meant that the total jumped today by 3,811, which brings the total number of deaths to just over 26,000. Though, of course, the true toll might well be even higher than that when death certificates are reviewed, let alone indirect deaths from health problems not being diagnosed, people not going to hospital when they should do. And I think what this figure shows really is just how acute the crisis is in care homes. Separate Public Health England data today showed that nearly a third of all care homes in England have reported suspected or confirmed coronavirus outbreaks. And I think that just brings again into sharp focus the two issues that the government's been grappling with in this crisis, which is PPE and testing.
What of the state of your lockdown now, which was extended for another 3 weeks? Was it 1 or 2 weeks ago? How are things going socially with such a prolonged lockdown?
Yeah, well, we're coming up for the review date next Thursday. The government set 5 tests, which it says must be met for the lockdown to be eased. The government scientific advisers, they say that we're not there yet. And I think it looks quite unlikely that ministers are going to A, cave to pressure to set out a roadmap sometime this week, and B, cave to the pressure to lift too many of these restrictions too quickly. There have been signs this week that people are beginning to kind of tire of the lockdown. There's more traffic on the roads, for example. But the government really doesn't want a second peak. And I think that's been confirmed again today by Germany, where they're looking at potentially reapplying some of their lockdown measures because the infection rate is beginning to rise already. And that's something that ministers here are very, very anxious to avoid. And so I think it's highly unlikely that we're going to see any big changes in our social distancing. We might see some tweaks to it, potentially some things being turned on more while some things turned off. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some shops opening, but right, I don't think we're going to be seeing pubs or that kind of thing anytime soon.
Harriet, thank you very much. Harriet Lyne, our correspondent in the UK today.